Hello and welcome, everyone. You are listening to The Crack. This is the podcast where I ask you, what's the crack? So, what's the crack, guys? Get in touch, let me know. Tell me how you're getting on. How are you? You been behaving? In good cheer? Good health? Looking after yourself? 8 glasses of water a day and 8 hours of sleep a night. 5 bits of fruit and veg a month. Hope you're well. Hope you're keeping well. Hope you're keeping out of trouble. Or, you know, getting to work on time. Getting your bills paid. Jesus. Yeah. So what's been going on out there? How is the world in your little... You know what I mean? In your... Your view. What you see when you look down the road. There's life in, you know, you're the centre of your universe. How's your universe going? Hope you're good. Hope you're all well. There's a bunch of folk moving outside, which I think means the cars are going to be... You'll hear the engines, you know what I mean? If you've listened before, you've heard the engines before. If you're listening for the first time, you might hear some engines, guys. Usually, if you do, you'll hear me then go vroom, because strange reaction, that's what I do. So, yeah, can you hear that engine? Can you hear that? Nah? Don't... Very good. Right, okay. I told you. Fucking knew it. Yeah, groovy. Groovy. So what was going on? Right, I was going to do this earlier on, but the electricity went off. Boom. Yes, I went to the kitchen and I was going to make myself a nice cup of tea. You know, a nice throat-soothing cup of tea there with a wee bit of honey in it. Tiny wee splash of milk. Did I buy milk? Yes, I did. Moment of panic there. Yeah, so, you know, going through the little ritual you do. Fill the kettle with water. Put the lid on it. Stick it on its wee sort of base thing. Put the switch down. No wee light comes on. Oh, no. Maybe, because it shares a socket, maybe Charlotte made toast. In hindsight, with what bread, I do not know. Maybe she used a toaster, so I checked the socket. No. Kettle's still plugged in. Oh, no. Has the kettle died on me? Open the fridge. No light. Shit. Check my phone. No Wi-Fi. Okay, need to go and get electricity. So at this point, it was, I don't know, like 10 to 5. I didn't know that until I got in the car. Hit the road. And, whoa, what a queue. Oh, Jesus. Cars everywhere. Cars fucking everywhere. Queues all back. Because it's Monday. And most people have work on Mondays. Most people finish work around 5, or their kids have got some sort of, you know, football or extracurricular activity they have to get to. All that sort of jazz. Ay, ay, ay. So, all right, okay, groovy, cool. Let's just get to the petrol station, get up nearer the petrol station, and the queue's all the way back, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just, oh, for the love of the wee man, there's going to be no parking spaces. I'm going to stop one of the pumps, and something I hate is when I go to get petrol, and there's someone stopped at a pump and they're not getting petrol, because there is designated parking spaces. And then I remember, I need stuff from Tesco for dinner. So, drove past the petrol station, and there's a Box Junction. I made a friend. Made a friend at the Box Junction. Yeah. Prostitute standing beside the road, just honked the fucking horn, she came over and leaned in the window. No, I got to the Box Junction, and the guy ahead of me, he went when he shouldn't have. You know, he could not see that his exit was clear, so he should not have entered the box area. Driving theory. Hey, I remember that part. So the guy ahead of me, he sort of stopped, like, right in the middle, and, Box Junction's there, guys, because ambulances need to get past, but anyway, not a single one went past, because Highland Health... We're fine. There's a lady waiting to come out and cross it and go right, if that makes sense. So where I was sitting, obviously I'm in the left-hand lane because Scotland, and I'm waiting to go ahead. She's waiting to come out and go right, so she would cross in front of me and go down. But she now cannot see because this man has stopped in the area you're not meant to stop in. So she starts to edge forward, and I'm seeing this guy, this tiny wee red car, come. I don't think he was doing 30, guys. Okay, I think he may have been going faster. Really, I should take his number. But the guy was going pretty fast. And she's edging out and edging out and edging out. And if she crashes there, it's going to block the road and I'm going to be delayed. So, I don't know why, but she looks up and we have eye contact. And did I feel a spark? No, but we have eye contact. And I hold up my hand like, oh, stop. And she stops. Because, concerningly, people obey if you just give orders. She stops. And the car goes past. And she looks and raises her eyebrows and gives me a wave. And I hold the hand up, stop again. Because there's more cars now coming. And then I give her the 3, 2, 1 finger countdown. Hey, it's not a sex thing, guys. Don't be fucking dirty. The cars pass. I give her the thumbs up. And she completely trusts me, you know? The story could go, so she pulls out in the fucking lorry and just, boom, wipes her out, man. She's fucking smashed every... No, it's not like that. I give her the thumbs up. She pulls out. And she slows down as she passes me, gives me a big wave and a thumbs up and a smile. And that lifted my spirits. And then I was back at the moment and I crossed the box junction and I was in the queue of traffic. So I got to see the folk leaving the hospital, you know, in their little beige jackets, smoking their fags. Anyway, I got to Tesco and I got my dinner. So that was that, guys. Oh, and I got electricity. And when I got back to the petrol station, there was no cars there. There was a guy washing his car. There was folk in the designated parking areas. So I parked along at the side beside the kindling, where you're allowed to park. I went in and got it. And that petrol station is close to my work. So is that relevant to the story? No, that wasn't why I was there. Because I go to that petrol station if I'm on like day shift. And it's like, you know what, I could really do with an iron brew right now. I'm going to go for a walk. Can I get anybody anything? Yeah, can you get this obscure sandwich they probably don't sell? No. I can't. Yeah. By the way, guys, if somebody politely asks if you want anything from somewhere, don't take the piss. Alright? Anyway, we have... So again, I was at this petrol station getting electricity, because that's what I use it for. Don't use it for fuel. That's too expensive. I've got this little green thing that sticks in the electricity box, and that gives us power. Well, I go to the petrol station, and... Who's texting me? Nobody. It's my bank app telling me I owe money. Fuck's sake. Yeah. Got my electricity and I was going to leave. And when you go to leave, there's something like King's Grave near there. You know, fucking Scotland just seething with historical fucking facts. The Crack Podcast. Now you, the petrol station's up. I think if you were to zoom out enough, it's on a tiny, tiny wee hill. Basically, when you leave, you have to go down towards the road, just a bit, you know what I mean? It's not like you drop off, you just, it's a slope. And the Pox Junction I was telling you about, where I made my friend, that's just up to the right. So there's always cars, always, always, always cars coming down. And then if you're lucky, the traffic lights up ahead change and you can go out. So I was waiting to leave the petrol station and like I was, the car was on the slope. The nose of my car was essentially on the road without being on the road, because fuck those guys that go out junctions and it's like you have to swerve around them. Jesus. Yeah, I was waiting to pull out and I was waiting for the cars. Finally, right was clear, so I put my hand on the handbrake to release it, because safety first, gang, and I just gave a cursory glance left. I don't know why, just, you know, maybe somebody's driving on the wrong side of the road for whatever reason. And some old lady, you daft old bitch, had, yeah, so I would have been entirely in the wrong if I'd crushed her to death. But, fucking no shit. Instead of going behind the car, which would have been the easier, safer, quicker option, she'd walked in front of my car to get around as I was, and yes, again, I'm in the wrong here, alright? I don't need you. Maybe you're in your car going, you know, Lewis, you're in the wrong here. You know, if you're on a treadmill, keep it going. You're doing great. I don't know where you listen. Maybe you're in the bath. Anyway, and yeah, I was about to go. And because I look left, I noticed this fucking anorak crossing the fucking bonnet of my car. Luckily, she didn't go over the bonnet or under the fucking bumper, but she was right in front of my car. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Are you serious? You know, it's just one of these things. That would have ruined my day, madam, had I fucking broken your hip with my little Fiesta. Anyway, I'm not going to pretend I'm some sort of perfect driver, you know. Remember that time you forced the guy off the road? Yes, I remember the time I forced the guy off the road, and I know I've told you about it on here. And I actually told somebody else about that the other night, because I was on the way back from a wedding dance. Yeah, I went to the first wedding dance in a very long time. It was lovely. Absolutely lovely. Lovely. Like, I can't, like... Because Charlotte works so much and she's so busy, last night was the first night we'd sat down together in a few days. You know, we live together, but, it's, you know, she's busy. I'm busy. Everyone's busy. Oh, it's not easy to be our age. And she was like, I haven't seen you since the wedding. How was it? I loved it. I had a great time. And I'm a miserable, moany bastard. You know, usually I'm finding things to fucking... I mean, I complain about an old lady crossing the road. Aren't you meant to help them? No, I'll complain about it. Daft old bitch nearly got killed. Well, you nearly hit her with a car, you know. Like, oh, whoa. No, this wedding dance was it was just lovely, guys. You know? So nice. I turned up for the dance, and Charlotte had been there for the whole day. She got feed and everything like that, so I don't have to worry about her being hungry. And there's in this fancy... like country hotel, I don't know exactly what you'd call it. Maybe it was like a hunting lodge at one point, but now it's not. And like a big house, you know, full of, you know, one of the rooms of the grandfather clock, whatever, fuck's sake. Turned up in my my big guy, three-piece suit, a wee flower thing on it. And, you know, if I feel good, imagine how everyone else who looks good feels. You know, everyone must be feeling amazing. And... yeah, I mean, I'm sure Charlotte will be listening to this. Hello, Charlotte. You know, all the women there look beautiful. They all look like it was just, there was such a good, just a lovely energy to the whole thing. And I got parked right at the front, guys. I got the car right at the front. That helps with these things. Sorry, maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes before they moved into, like a function room. Yeah, like the dance hall. You know, there's a dance floor and there's tables set up and a bar at the end and things. And we got to sit at a table together. We all got to sit together. Charlotte's friends and their partners. You know, we all got a table together. And it was just very grown up. There was just conversation. And then we got to go and dance. And then I was on it, guys. I had 5 iron brews over the course of the evening. Caffeine and sugar. Whom? But no, I was very nervous about going. Not because, like, weddings make me nervous. Just turning up somewhere when everyone else was there. And, you know, I got the feeling a lot of folk knew each other and stuff. Completely at ease as soon as I arrived. Yeah. Going to the room. But the whole evening, when the Kaylee band started. Oh, I tell you, I started up something of them deep within. And suddenly I remembered most of the dances. And I was dancing. And just... yeah, without sounding like some sort of fucking Jane Austen romance novel. They had, like, it was the first dance and everything, and it was just all smiles and happiness. And Charlotte had messaged me earlier on the day going, I'm a mess. And I'm like, what, she'd been drinking or something? No, she cried through the whole thing. Apparently just such a romantic charge of a day. And it was absolutely lovely. And nobody got messy drunk. You know what I mean? There was no one spewing, no one I saw, not in my wee, you know, orbit of friends. Because where I come from, guys, where I come from, where I fucking come from, you put a kilt on, you're getting fucked up. You know, that is part of it. That's spotting, that's for cigarettes and fucking, I don't know, you know, it's probably mobile phones now as well. But aye, good vibes, just absolutely. If I could capture it and explain, just let you know how it felt, there was just a, I don't know, this is what poems are for, I think, to try and express these types of things. Try and write a poem. Not right now, not live, not a rapper. Yes, so, oh, and I have to comment. Oh, do you have to, Lewis? Do you have to comment? No, I'm just going to make a point. I know she listens, and this isn't, genuinely, this isn't because you're listening, Ailey, but the bride, and Charlotte's okay with this, because she agrees, absolutely stunning, like, beautiful, like, could have been on the cover of some sort of bridal magazine, just looked like a photograph, just yeah, breathtaking, incredible day. So I'll stop going on and on about that, because I clearly can't find the words for it, but congratulations to Alien Will. I wish you all the best, you know, and thank you very much for inviting me to be a part of your day, because it genuinely seemed like an absolute magical day, and it's a memory I'm going to hold on to very fondly. Obviously getting to be with Charlotte and all of her close friends, but that feeling, that's probably a feeling of love. And of love and friendship and happiness, of everything coming together. Amazing. Anyway, alright, yeah, so I got a bit fucking sloppy there. Sorry about that, gang. So what's happening now? What's happening now? Well, I've got a wicked bad headache. Bit of reality right there. Yeah, so you might remember me telling about those cigars I bought. I've been hitting them pretty hard, and of course they contain a lot of nicotine, so when I stopped smoking them a few days ago, I think the withdrawals have come in. It could be caffeine as well. Common complaint of mine is I get headaches. Well, do you drink water? No, I don't. Do you sleep much? Not too much. Do you look after yourself, Lewis? You okay, bud? No, I don't really. So yeah, I've been smoking a lot of cigars, and I have actually made a decision. If I'm going to be smoking them, I'm not going to be eating junk food, because, you know, pick a lane, man. Pick a lane. If you're going to, you know, it's obviously not good for you. I know they're not good for me. People know they're not good. That's... Please don't put photographs of diseased lungs on my cigars, because it does not make for an enjoyable time. Well, that's the point. Yeah, but... Okay, yeah. So I maybe spoke quite a bit. Went through to Grantown the other night to see my friends. Happy birthday, Ewan. Happy 30th. Went through to celebrate a friend's birthday. His name's Ewan, in case you haven't guessed. And played cards, got a Chinese. It was Grand National was on that night. So my friend Liam, he was on the apps. Son of a gun, seemed to be making quite a bit of cash off the old ponies there. So yeah, he's in these WhatsApp groups and online forums for tips. Don't know where the tips come from, but seem to be working. Seems, you know, you certainly seem to be in profit, but to be a night everybody was making money besides me. My horse didn't win, and I lost at cards. Although the horse that didn't win, that was only because I got a free bet on the bookie app that I use. So, you know, before I start getting the... I don't support the Grand National because they kill the horses. Yeah, alright, I'm not saying I do, not saying I don't. I got a free bet, put it on, didn't win. So, I'm neither up nor down. Like the fucking Grand Old Duke of York's men. What's the right? Humpty Dumpty? It's the... No, it's the Grand Old Duke of York's men. They're neither up nor down because he's a wee paying off someone that he never met. Oh, topical, topical. Prince Andrew. Anyway, yeah, so that was the other night. Grand National. I'm going out tonight. fucking sad sack Lewis over here. I'm going out tonight, not to party, not to smoke, not to enjoy myself, really. I'm going out to record a podcast live on the field. Quite literally. So, I can tell you guys about it, because you're like, you're my peeps. Yeah, I've got another podcast coming up. I've got plans. I've got plans, guys. You know, I half-ass a lot of things, and this is one of these things I'm half-assing. So I've got plans for a new podcast coming out called Legends of Lore. Yeah. Yeah. If you've been listening for a while, you might remember I've done a few episodes on Scottish true crime and The Big Grey Man of Ben McDooey. So tomorrow is the anniversary of the Battle of Culloden, which is the area where I walk the dog. So, it's apparently haunted. And this new podcast, Legends of Lore, is going to be a podcast dedicated to the Legends of Lore, funnily enough. But, nyong, to the car. Yeah, the ones around here. Well, basically, I don't know where it's going. I've not actually made it yet. You know, I've been writing it for a long time. Well, a long time, fucking few weeks now. I've been doing it at work in between calls when I get a moment. But unfortunately, the Scottish people do not keep well, so I've not had a lot of downtime. I am.
Well, that's a lot of downtime. You're being paid.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's I'm not going to complain. It's taken a while because I've been working, which is just how it goes. So I'm going to be doing an episode, the first episode, the pilot, if you like, is going to be about the ghosts of Culloden Battlefield. And I'm going to release it on this platform first, so if you could listen to that, and please let me know what you think. That would be fantastic. But tomorrow is the anniversary of the Battle of Culloden. So I'm going up there tonight, because that is when something was sighted by the soldiers. There's been sort of hauntings and all kinds of pish since before the battle even actually took place. The guys that were there, the men that were there before the battle happened, saw something. So I'm going to go up there tonight with the wee dog, you know, Shaggy and Scooby. We're going to take a walk around, and I'll take my... I couldn't find my wee audio recorder. I have a wee handheld thing, like, you know, Agent Cooper, Twin Peaks, but it's not got a tape in it, it's all digital. Couldn't find it. Could not find it. Thing was like 100 and something fucking pound. Don't know where it is. Must be in the flat. If it's not, I've binned it accidentally. Don't know why I would have done that. Well, it's an accident. Hoping that turns up. So I've bought another wee microphone thing off of Amazon, which is, you know, clips to your lapel, like I'm a fucking newsreader. But it's got a wee wind guard. So I'm going to go over there tonight and see if I see anything. And then tomorrow morning, I'm getting up early as fuck, and I'm going to go up there again, because a lot of the things I was reading, it was like, oh, and local legend insists that the ghost's going to be hurt on the anniversary. Yeah, alright, okay, cool. So I'll go up there, and if I see something, I see something. If I hear something, I hear something, and I'll put it on the podcast. Truth be told, I don't know what I'm going to do if I do hear or see something. Fuck that. You know, if you see a ghost, Jesus. Especially a Jacobite ghost. It's fucking sword and all that push. Yeah, so I'm going out there. So that'll be Legends of Lore and first episodes on Culloden. And then I've got a list of things to do. But yeah, I'm going to put it on this. I'm going to put it through the crack podcast first and then see how it goes and get some feedback and see if I can sort of work it like an episode structure and try and work out what works and what doesn't. So I'll let you know when that's coming, guys, because I'd really appreciate you to listen and let me know what you think. So I'm going to go up there tomorrow morning before the folks start arriving in their costumes and, you know, bagpipes and I don't know. Probably wrong, but I imagine a lot of Americans turn up and, you know, this is where my great-great-great-great-grandfather died. It's probably not, but okay, cool. Yeah, so I can imagine tomorrow will be busy up there with folk. Probably doing the same fucking thing I'm doing. Just weirdos looking for ghosts. But do I believe in ghosts? I want to believe. You just think you're so cool. No, I don't, you know. I've always known my whole life that I'm not cool, so... But I was uncool before it was cool to be uncool, alright? I'm a hipster. Fuck! So that's my night, guys. So, do I call it there? I've got 5 minutes, give or take, to go. Now, I did have a list of things about what I've been watching, but... Whoa! I got some listener mail. And we're back. Would you have known I was gone? Probably. You know, I'm still not very adept at this editing. So, two bits of listener mail. One from Jamie, my friend, who I talk about in here sometimes, and the other one from Cora. And Cora is the artist who donated their talents to the logo, the artwork for the podcast. So I shall read Cora's first, because Jamie can wait, all right? Cora writes, RE, your latest podcast episode, so that's last week's one, which had a name. I usually just name them something I think quite witty. I don't remember what it was called. It was like Coffee Stains of a Dangerous Childhood. Anyway, if you click on the podcast, you'll find the last episode. So regarding your latest podcast episode, when my friends and I were younger, we used to go down to the train tracks. We'd put pennies on the tracks and wait for the train to come, so we'd flatten them. Super safe. Yeah, so in the last episode I was talking about the dangerous things we would do when we were younger, in the childhood. And Cora would apparently play by the train tracks. I'm assuming, Cora, you never saw Stand By Me. It's a good film. No, I'm sure if we had trains where I came from, we'd play with them. Why not? Did you ever actually, this is the Koran to any other listener, did you ever actually flatten a penny? And if you did you keep it? Because that's cool. That's something I'd like to see. Flattened penny, smooshed. But thank you very much for writing in. It's quite the dopamine rush from a wee phone. Deleep, deleep. Yeah, you have a listener email, you sad fuck, from talking to yourself in that spare room. Hello! Well, I don't know if you heard that crow cawing back at me there. How chilling. Now, next one from Jamie. He's just saying, thanks for the shout-out in the latest episode, dude. I enjoyed you talking about how things have changed from when we were kids. For the worst. I just finished an earlier episode and was wondering if you could share your artwork with us. Let's see this ambulance. Yes, Jamie. So, I also remembered because we both survived the childhood. I'm not going to name the guy, but through yourself, we used to acquire fireworks. So in the previous episode, remember I was talking about dangerous childhood. Now, myself and Jamie, with these fireworks, the stupidity and the ignorance that we got away with, we took a plastic pipe, like a drain pipe. No, it's thinner than that. Like a wee pipe from the bathroom or something. Took a few bits of wood. Now, we would tape one bit of wood to the end to block it off, so the pipe wasn't all the way through. It had a bottom to it. And then we would tape another bit just over halfway down, which would act as a handle. So we now had a rocket launcher. And what we would do, like I said, the fucking stupidity, is we would light a firework, drop it in this pipe, thump, so it was down at the bottom, and then, you know, drop on one knee like we're a Rambo, and point the pipe in either direction, and it would shoot out and explode. And we just thought that was the best thing in the fucking world. However, if it hadn't fired, it would have blown up right beside our ear, or whoever was holding it, and that would have been hot, sharp plastic. Jesus Christ. But thank you, Jamie. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for reminding me that we made it through unsupervised. Just disgraceful. Do I talk to you directly, Jamie, or do I just, you know, so at the end of the email there, he messaged with an email. He mentioned, show us the ambulance. So that's regarding the episode a few episodes ago where I talk about getting a Blue Peter patch from the BBC because my work gave us crayons as a morale boost, and I received that very negatively. And in my, you know, whiny patheticness, I drew a picture of an ambulance and wrote on the back in my best crayon handwriting that, you know, my name's Liz and 29 3/4, can I have a badge? And Blue Peter liked it, so they sent me a patch. So I will, yes, Jamie, I will post the ambulance to the podcast Instagram account, which I have the login details written down somewhere. I'll find the photographs because I'm sure I sent them to a few folk, but yeah, Instagram doesn't work my phone anymore, so I gotta do with all the spare time. Well, you know, start a podcast or improve myself somehow, learn a language or donate my time to charity. But I'm not gonna do that because I'm a selfish prick. So I'm gonna call it there, guys. Thank you very much for listening. If you do want to get in touch, if you want to send an email in like Cora and Jamie, if you go to www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk, and I'll say it again, that's www.thecrackpodcast.co.uk. There's a wee get in touch with us link. I've forgotten what it says. Oh, it's contact. Yeah, you click on contact, and then there's a wee thing to fill out. You don't have to put in all your details. I don't mind if you lie. If you don't want me to reply, don't put in your email address. If you want a fake name put in, put in a fake name. If you want your name read out, go ahead. But yeah, just let me know what's going on. How are you? That'd be cool. Was there anything else? No, I do believe that was everything. All right, cool. Oh, if you want to help the show, the best thing you can do is, other than give me your time and listening, which is absolutely amazing, is just sharing it with folk, just sending it to somebody else and trying to get them to listen as well, because The more folk that listen, the more folk we're going to get getting in touch. There's going to be more bounce, and we can get some sort of discussion and things. But I'm going to leave it there, guys. I'm going to stop, because I need to go and make my dinner, and then I have to go up to the spooky battlefield with the wee dog. And, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do if, if they're, you know, fuck. Yeah. I mean, I started going up there when I first moved here. Take the wee chihuahua for a walk up there. I'll walk in the dark, anywhere. I'm not scared of the dark. But she would sometimes just stop and start barking into the darkness. And, you know, oh, Jesus, don't do that. So we'll see how that goes. So if you tune in to the Legends of Lore podcast when I get that uploaded, maybe I did see a fucking ghost or the thing I'm sort of looking for tonight. But okay, guys, thank you very much for listening. You know, as always, take care of yourself. Be kind to each other. You know, don't take any shit. But just be good. Now, before I forget, thank you very much, Blackmail, for the theme tune. And thank you, Cora, for your artwork for the logo. Your efforts very much appreciated there, guys. So until next time, be good. And I'll speak to you next time, guys. Bye for now.